You know, I think that I think Rick touched upon it. You know, we played more conference league games, I think, than anybody in college basketball. And when you play a true round-robin schedule of 20 games, that's probably the most important thing. That's a true test of a champion. And when our guys 19-1, and I think, you know, outscored our opponents nearly 17 a game over a 20-game period, it's quite a remarkable stat. And we're like Rick's team. We've taken off Sunday and Monday. I think that was two good days for these guys and the rest of our team. Get well rested and get back going this afternoon. But looking forward to the conference tournament for sure.
Kind of want to ask the lady or the women's team. Just talk about mindset heading to the tournament.
Well, you know, I think that our mindset. These guys have done a lot of firsts. They've almost probably broken every team record in the history of the school. And there's one thing that Bruce or Marcos or myself or the rest of the guys in that locker room have not done since they've been here, and that's win a Sun Belt Conference Tournament Championship. And that's the total mindset. It's how good a basketball team we can be today in practice and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and just do what we've done, just focused on our team and winning. And that's the complete mindset.
Of course, that leads into my next question. What is it going to take to win the Sun Belt title?
You know, I think the biggest thing for me is it's just going to be rebounding. If our team rebounds well, that means we've got a lot of energy. And when we rebound well, we play well offensively. When we rebound well, our bench plays good, and that's what makes us good. So I think it'll be a rebounding, physical emphasis from our team.
Coach, the makeup of your team, you know, you're defensively minded, real good guard play. Is there a makeup of a team that maybe is better for tournament time than regular season, so to speak, in that way?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that, you know, that this team has played so well for such a long period of time. We've had to win in some different ways. The other day, Saturday, you know, Western Kentucky played as good as anybody has played against us in league play in a great environment. We found a way to win. These two guys made some great plays down the stretch. I think we're suited to be a really good tournament team, Adam. Number one, you said it starts with good guard play. We've got really good depth, can absorb some foul trouble. And then over a three-day period, you hope that, you know, that'll pay off.
Well, you talked about the history there of winning the conference tournament, and you've got separate going to the NCAA tournament, which, of course, one can lead to the other. Do you separate those and what your motivation is? Because obviously you can get there as an at-large, too.
You know, Adam, my mindset, and I'm going to relay it to our team today at 3:00 because we haven't visited with them since Saturday night after the game, is that, you know, focus is on winning. And then if your focus is on winning, then obviously you're trying to improve your seeding in the NCAA tournament, and that's our focus. Our focus is trying to win games in the Sun Belt tournament. I think we're built to win games in the NCAA tournament. But obviously those are things that we've got in front of us. You know, and so this next step of going to Hot Springs is really important for that.
Bruce, kind of the earlier question there, you obviously are a real good defender. That's kind of what this team has been built on. Do you feel like there's something about that at tournament time, good guard play and defensive play can help you?
It can. It's been helping us all season, so we know we're not going to lose our toughness and identity going to the Sun Belt tournament. Playing defense and rebounding and being a tough team is what got us here so far, so you don't want to lose that going into the Sun Belt tournament.
Marcos, you're the leading scorer on the team, and I mean, you played, I don't know, 28 minutes, something like that. Most leading scorers are 32, 35. Is that something that you think you need in the tournament, more minutes, or does the bench need to be longer in the tournament, just like it has been in the season?
No, we're going to keep it the same way. You know, like Coach Davis always tells us, we got a lot of guys that can play starter minutes. You know, I don't care about how many minutes I play, as long as we win. But, you know, we got James Gallman, we got Trentel Knight. You know, we got a lot of guys that can come off the bench and give us a lift. And that's something that we do. We pressure the ball a lot, and those guys come in and keep the pressure going and tie other guys down. That's one thing that we do.
For both players, last year, obviously, you go in as a one seed and you lose that first in the quarterfinal. Does that ever come into the discussion? Does that come into your mindset at all?
It does. Me and Marcos were talking about it earlier, how we were number one seed last year and then got to the Sun Belt tournament, and Arkansas State had beat us by outplaying us. We had forgot what really got us to the number one seed going to the tournament last year, and that was toughness and rebounding the ball. And we kind of didn't really recreate our identity in the game down the stretch. So we know going into this Sun Belt tournament, every team's going to play us hard because we are the number one seed. So you got to take on that challenge every night.
Marcos, is this kind of a follow-up to that? Is this team better equipped than the one a year ago to avoid an upset?
I think this year's team, you know, basically, I think we're a little bit more tough than we were last year, you know, as far as rebounding the basketball, LeBron and Jimmy Yoda, they were great guys. But, you know, I mean, we have six seniors this year, and that's one thing we always talk about with each other. You know, we don't want to go out losing the first round or the second round. We want to go to the finals and win the conference tournament. That's something that we haven't done. Me, Bruce, and our coach Davis, none of our guys on the team haven't done since we've been here. So that's something that we're going to remember today in practice as the whole week goes forth in practice, that we want to go out there and win the conference tournament.
Just to follow up a little bit on that, you know, a lot of thought that maybe what you've done this year, the resume, you know, deserves an at-large bid. But considering last year, is it tough not to remember not getting in last year and just using that as further motivation to, you know, to make sure you can try to finish off and get the tournament title as well and avoid any doubt?
And it would be the clear message today with our team is exactly that. It's control your own destiny. Don't let the selection committee control. The only thing we want them to control is seeding. And so by doing that, then we've got to go do what we do. And we've got to play well. I think our team has played with a little chip on their shoulder because of maybe, you know, the Sun Belt tournament game last year. But it's a totally different team. We're a much better team this year because these guys are just older. We lost two good players, but we got a lot of experience on our team that has improved.
For the players?
Go ahead, Bruce. Well, we know going to the Sun Belt tournament this year, from last year, like Coach said, most of us was like one-year players, basically like freshmen and coming to a Division I transfer from junior college. Yeah, we had college basketball experience, but we really didn't know what it took to win a conference tournament. We figured we're number one seed, so basically a team would just lay down and just give it the championship, and we found out the hard way, and we thought we did enough to get to the NCAA tournament last year, and we didn't. So we don't want the same thing to happen again this year. We know being number one seed this year, if we win these next three games, that's 30 wins going to the NCAA tournament, and that's a good resume going in, which will get us a high seed, hopefully.
You know, like Bruce and Coach Davis said, you know, last year, I mean, we thought that we was just gonna go in there and win the conference tournament, but you know, coming in from a junior college is so much different. You know, you got to win three games in a row to be able to go to the NCAA tournament. And you know, like Coach David said, we got to control our own destiny. We can't let the NCAA selection committee control our destiny. We got to be able to control our own destiny, and this is winning these next three games. But we're gonna take it one game at a time. We're gonna continue to get better in practice every day.
Coach, we talk so much about your depth. How much does that help in a tournament setting when Marcus was just saying, hey, you gotta win three games in three nights? I mean, with as many players are playing this year for you guys.
You know, you hope that, and obviously we have to play well the first night, Tom, to get to the second night and the third night, and then if you're fortunate to get to the championship game, I do think it can take an effect. I think it even did in our win against Western Kentucky. I mean, we played some different lineups. We're at Troy the other night. We played a lineup we've never had, played Jason Jones at the five. So we can just kind of do some different things based on how those guys are playing. And I think it'll be a huge factor in our first round game, either against Lafayette or North Texas.
Coach, with the NCAAs running, obviously you guys want to control your own destiny, but do you feel like you have done everything to, you know, put together a pretty good resume for an at-large bid?
I think absolutely, no question. If you start looking at, you know, but sometimes the national scene will do things to try to keep schools like Middle Tennessee out and try to get VCS schools in. And, you know, when you start just looking at the facts of what we've done, what these guys have done, you know, the second most wins in college basketball, second longest winning streak in college basketball. We went out, and then Chris and I gave a great deal of thought. We knew we had a good team coming back. The non-conference strength of schedule, now that's ninth. Our RPI is 25. And then you look at our league, and you can knock the Sun Belt. I think it's a lot better league than what people think. But these guys, I mean, they've won by an average of 17 every night, which I think is the largest margin of victory of any conference. So, you know, we and you think about our losses at Belmont. who's undefeated at home, won the OVC. At Akron, undefeated at home, won the MAC. Florida has won the SEC, undefeated at home. And the other game was an overtime loss. So, you know, I think we've done exactly what we need to do. But, you know, you don't want to have anybody control it. You want to control it yourself. And so that's going to be the battle cry all this week for sure.
How much emphasis for either of you guys and coach free throw shooting this week because of what happened last year? Do you feel like that's an area you guys have really improved in this year?
We started working on free throw shooting. I know I started working on it as soon as the game was over with Arkansas State, knowing that I had missed 3 free throws last year, a chance to tie the game and win the game. We worked on it all summer. Going into like all season in September, October, we had a shooting chart. You had to basically make 250 free throws a week, and people was up in that making 250 a day just because we knew last year free throws really cost us a chance of winning the Sun Belt tournament.
And you know, like Bruce said, you know, we kept a chart making 200 free throws a week, but you know, that's something that we really got it better at, and we really improved on this year. You know, our free throw percentage. You know, we do a lot at the end of practice whenever we're tired. You know, lift fatigue. Coach Davis, we do a little thing that's called stepping in for free throws. So we do like we gotta make 10 in a row. Basically, if you don't make 10 in a row, he got a little special treat for you at the end of practice. You don't make 10 in a row. But you know, like I said, we don't got a whole lot better shooting free throws, and that's something that really cost us last year. But you know. You know, we don't want that to cost us again. That's why we work at it so hard now.
It was great, the Western Kentucky game. You know, 18 out of 19 down the stretch. And both these guys, Bruce's, boy, he's made a ton of late game free throws. Marcos has too. So we feel real good at the end of games. I do. I feel a lot more comfortable and confident in these guys. We do this kind of jog to the free throw line, and we do 5 push-ups, and we do the 5 push-ups at a half court and the other one, and we do it for turnovers during practice. So we got cats jogging up and down a little while, but these guys have been good. I mean, they've made free throws, and it's turned into a strength, and it was a weakness for us last year.
Coach, you've been coaching for a while now, and it's hard to find a negative with a 16-game winning streak, obviously. But you've seen situations where teams come in on a long winning streak coming into the tournaments, or whether it be the conference tournament or the NCAA tournament, and drop a game. I just wondered if there's any – how do you approach that as far as when you do have that long winning streak kind of – I don't want to say hanging over you. It's hard to find a negative. But you don't –
Oh, you know, it's a great question, you know, and I've been asked that before, and just what Bruce said, we have a kind of our motto has been recreating your identity every day, and from day to day, practice to practice, week to week, and I think they have done a really good job. I don't think we've really talked about it. I've talked about it in settings like this in front of them, but they're just a mature group, and we've kind of broken it down into we had a 5-game season we tried to end it with, and we were 5-0, and now we set new little goals that we've had. So I think when you start playing well and win, you start setting little goals within the goal, Dave, and I think our team has done that, and they've just been really mature about it.
You mentioned the non-conference schedule. How much did it help, you know, going to places like Belmont, Florida, and how much do you think that might help, you know, when the selection committee starts trying to figure things out in the week?
You know, it's just you try to do what they would want you to do. And when they look at Middle Tennessee and they say the non-conference strength of schedule is 8 or 9, and you've played Florida, and you've played Ole Miss, and we played Ole Miss when they were undefeated and playing great. We played Vanderbilt, who was the SEC tournament champions the year before. Akron had won the MAC regular season the year before. Belmont, we played Savannah State. We beat Texas Southern, who won the SWAC. So it's a UAB. I mean, it's a well-built Central Florida, was picked second in Conference USA. So you can't control your league schedule. You play who the league has out there, but you can definitely control that. And I just think that we did everything possible knowing the type of team we were going to have. So hopefully it's going to be in favor. I sure think it will.
Any more questions? Thank you, guys. Right. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, guys. We sure appreciate that. Thank you.
Kermit, I need you on the side.
Okay. Thanks. Yep.